Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we're entering into a new series entitled Greater Works. Turn with me to John chapter 14, verses 11 through 13. And it says, "Believe me not that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, that will I do. Amen. Now, our goal is to establish a culture of greater works amongst the believers, and us to believe for the very work's sake that Jesus did. But also, as Jesus is, so are we in this world, to embrace that same power and ability to achieve greatness in life. Some quotes that I found that were very nice and apropos for this teaching said, "Few will have the greatness to bend history itself, but each of us can work to change a small portion of events, and in the total, all of those events will be written in history of this generation." Another quote said that greatness lies not in being strong, but in the right of using strength. And he that is the greatest is he whose strength carries up the most hearts by the attraction of his own. Then there was another quote that said, "The only greatness for a man is immortality." And how many of you know we can achieve all of those quotes in life? We got to do what we can do. We got to work while it's day. And so as we go and engage into the Word of God, I pray you're blessed by this lesson and that you will have a greater appreciation of what God expects of you. All right, let's go to these foundational scriptures. The first one is found in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Which says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." God expects us to walk in those good works that he has before ordained for us to walk in. And then it also says in Proverbs 16:3-5, it says, "Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked, for the day of evil. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination unto the Lord. Though hand joined in hand, he shall not go unpunished." But it goes on to say, "But by mercy and truth iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without the right. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord, it directeth his steps." Also in Colossians chapter 3, it lets us know something great as well. Verse 23 says, "And whatsoever ye do, all that you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons." Amen. So that's also good to know. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 gives an illustration of a church that sacrificially gave. Glory to God. And let's read a couple of verses in that. The church of Macedonia, found in verse 1, but let's start in verse 2. It says, "Howbeit that in greater trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves." This is real work. "Praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hope, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God, insomuch that we desired Titus, that as he had begun, and as he would also go finish in the same grace also. Therefore, as ye have abounded in everything, in faith and in utterance and in knowledge, and in all diligence and in your love to us, see also that ye also abound in this grace also. And he's talking about giving. Because working unto the Lord demands that we give God our very best. Let me remind you of what it also said in the Proverbs, the 19th chapter, in our last foundational passage. It's very powerful teaching in verse 21. It says, and let's start in verse 20. Actually, let's start in verse 19. A man of great wrath shall suffer punishment, for if thou deliver him, yet thou must do it again. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. The desire of a man in his kindness is in his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied, and he shall not be visited with evil. Isn't that a promise? When we establish ourselves in these greater works which God expects of us. And so I want to talk about how we have a growth that makes great. You don't initially become great. You have to grow yourself in the greatness. And how is that achieved? Well, I'm glad you asked, and that's what this lesson is going to discover. We've read 5 foundational passages, Ephesians 2:10, Proverbs 16, 3-5, Colossians chapter 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, and Proverbs 19, and they all are talking about working. But not just working for any old one. Because that's not how greater works are achieved. Greater works are achieved when we work unto the Lord. And of course, our being succinct with God in Christ through the authority of the Lord Jesus makes us adequate to achieve these greater works, because he said, if I go to my Father, these works that I did, you can do, and even greater. And haven't we seen that? Well, in order to embrace this growth that makes grace, we must, number one, embrace God's ultimate design. Embrace God's ultimate design. Turn with me to Psalms 37, verses 1-9. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so that thou shalt dwell in the land, and that verily, verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of a man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself against any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. And this is why we work. We trust in the Lord and we do good, so that we should dwell in the land and verily be fed. And we delight ourselves in the Lord, and he even gives us the desires in our heart. Why? Because we embrace God's ultimate design. What do I mean by that? We gain an awareness of God's plan for our life and discover the great purposes of life, our unique purposes, which are our God-given abilities, our united purpose, which is ultimately working together with others for the greater good to glorify God, and then ultimately our universal purpose, which is to glorify God in living the abundant life. Amen. Now, not only do we gain an awareness of God's plan for our life, but we gather clarity in the direction that God wants us to ultimately go in. We first learn and know His that He has plans. Jeremiah 29:11 says He knows the plans that He has for us. And then we also know that the Lord makes a path of life, the scripture says, for us. So we need to know not only that He has plans, but we need to know that He will make the path, Psalm 6:11. And not only do we need to know that He has plans, that He makes the path, but we also need to know to trust and lean not to our own understanding. All right? And of course, Proverbs 3:1-6. But not only do we gain an awareness of God's plan for our life and gather clarity in the direction that He wants us to go, but we also grow in the nature of God. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are made new. We grow by having a desire of the word to grow. 1 Peter 12:2. We develop the word of Christ in us richly, 2 Peter 3:18. And we do due diligence, according to 2 Thessalonians 1-3. Our second point, not only do we embrace God's ultimate design, but we also embody excellence. I want you to also refer to our passage of Daniel 5:12, but I'm going to read Psalms 150:2. Praise the Lord. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. We praise because let everything that have breath praise the Lord, all right? But we praise God because excellent is His name. And if it's excellent and He is excellent, He expects of us to reflect that same excellence. So we reflect the image we carry within. This is affirming the inner man. If God be for us, who can be against us? I can do all things through Christ that gives us the strength. Greater is He that's within me than he that's within the world. Why? Because I reflect on the image that I carry. Romans 8:31, Philippians 4:13, and 1 John 4:4. I rely on the Holy Spirit to help me. I rely on Him to teach me. I rely on Him to reveal truth, and I rely on Him to help me pray. Amen. Romans 18:15-16. And the areas of in Daniel, where we see that in Daniel 5:12, Daniel had five things that he was good at. He learned to be the best, and we must resolve to be the best. He said he was the best in spirit, in knowledge, in understanding, interpretations, and problem solving. And those are the areas that we must also learn to embody the best. But my friends, not only do we need to embody excellence, and not only do we need to embrace God's ultimate design, but lastly but not least, we must eradicate the grasshopper mentality. Numbers 13, God had anointed 12 spies to go into the promised land, which He promised. They went in there for 40 days and came back with an evil report, even though they were unharmed, because they had a mentality that was not the best, which God had for them. God had anointed them to achieve greatness, but they did not consider themselves great because they did not have the mentality to be great. You have, the word work is mentioned 689 times in the Bible. We have to learn to remove all forms of poor work ethics and work while it is day, John 9:4. We need to work unto the Lord, Colossians 3:23. And then we need to work for the greater good, Matthew 5:16. We got to resolve to be the best at all times, know our roles, meet our goals, and stay in control. We got to release ourselves to greatness. And as a result, we will have the call and courage like Joshua and Caleb to say, no matter what they said, we've grown ourselves to be great. Amen, amen, and amen again.
becoming something better. I'm changing.